All right, it's Friday. Rebecca is here, Mental Girl Self-Care Podcast, just for you. Today's topic, creating scenarios. And I don't know if you do it, but I know I do it. When I'm upset about something, I mean, it could be anything, even when I'm not upset about something, but if I'm creating scenarios because I'm happy, then they're sort of like happy daydreams. Okay, if you hear some background megaphone, that is my old high school. He's screaming at all the kids about the morning stuff. Anyway, scenarios. When I get upset, I create scenarios. If somebody doesn't tell me, if I'm trying to communicate with somebody, that actually drives me nuts, and they're not communicating with me, I start to create scenarios. I start to create what I think they're thinking, or what I think is going to happen. I create scenarios in my head all the time. I'm working on this because it's a distraction. It's made up until I find out for sure. I mean, sure, there are times where my scenarios were very similar to what reality is. And that's interesting. I mean, there's a part of me that says, you know, I knew it. There's another part of me that, you know, I will think to myself, well, that's good. My gut instincts were right on the dot, you know. But I'm talking about scenarios that you can spin about people and that can just carry you to a place of getting you so angry and you haven't found out if it's true or not. It's hard. I do it. Especially when I'm angry, especially when people don't communicate with me. I do watch tone and body language, so I tend to do a lot when I'm watching body language. But the bottom line that why I'm trying to let go of this, well, I guess the bottom line is I'm supposed to be in my work, not in other people's work. So me making scenarios and things like that is sort of getting into someone else's work. I'm supposed to be doing mine, because whether or not this is true or not, I can get into, well, what am I going to do about it? So I stay in solution. The other thing is, I don't know for sure. I mean, here I'm upsetting myself, getting myself all riled up, and I don't know. And I'm wasting valuable time. Because again, what will be, and I'll deal with it. The other things are just the body aches, you know, just kind of the tension that I go through because of it is taxing, and I think it'd be better for me not to. So what I've been doing is looking at it more like acknowledging that I'm upset. Acknowledging, hey, I'm angry. There's some feelings under there. So I can work with my own stuff, and then I can eventually get back to them. And I can either find out what's going on. There's a cute little squirrel in the road just eating his little nuts. I can get back to them eventually, find out what's going on. And if there's somebody that I think I could communicate with, great. We could have a discussion. The other thing I kind of, well, that gets me a little overwhelmed is when people are saying something and I don't believe them. Like for some reason, it's either my trust button. Something doesn't feel right. And that gets me frustrated because, yes, the scenarios will kind of get activated. But again, I can say I don't believe them and we can go on from there, or, you know, it's always there is a go on from there, I think. So, but it's not easy. It's not easy. These are things I'm working on. A lot of scenarios this week. Just getting myself all riled up about stuff. And then, of course, when I have these dreams that are so intense, it's like, that's a bunch of scenarios. Oh, so things to work on, things to practice. So that's it for now. I'm about to head into an area where they're doing sandblasting, which I do not like, but I'm going to try to hustle. And thank you for listening. Till next time.